Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
Good morning, it's Lupe, Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3. Washington Academy kicks off the football season this Friday night at 7 p.m., and you can hear that game on WCRQ Country 102.9 or stream it live online at WQDY.fm. Joining us in the Street Beat studio is William Grenier, the new head football coach for the Washington Academy Raiders. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Lupe.
What's happening? How was your drive up here from?
It was great. No worries. About a 45-minute ride, and I didn't see any deer or anything. My car still good.
Give us a little bio of where you've been and how'd you end up here in Washington County.
Okay, so I've been coaching high school football and have been a teacher for over 25 years. I'm originally from New Jersey. And most recently,
sorry to hear that.
Thank you, Tony Soprano country. So I'm originally from New Jersey, and most recently I was teaching at a school in Gates Mill, Ohio. So I've been in Maryland, Florida, Ohio, and the opportunity came up to be the football coach and work at Washington Academy, and it's a wonderful faculty, and I feel very blessed to be here.
And who, in your opinion, are some of the greatest football coaches?
I would have to start first and foremost with Vince Lombardi, right at the top. Obviously, the Super Bowl trophy is named after him. You know, he's the only coach to have won five championships in a span of 8 years. Nobody has ever won three in a row since the modern era of football. The Chiefs obviously tried to do it this past year. But he would be one person that is someone that I really, really admire, along with Coach Belichick, who obviously, you know, his record speaks for itself. And then a lot of the college coaches, people like Bear Bryant and Joe Paterno, are people that I certainly have admired through the years.
And who are some of the coaches or teams you've studied or maybe adapted to help shape your coaching philosophy?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I would say, you know, if it was on the high school level, there's a program out in Concord, California called De La Salle High School. They were a program that won 150 games in a row. I really like a lot of the things that they do schematically on both sides of the ball. Growing up a big Penn State football fan and living in the Northeast, there were programs like Penn State and Delaware running a Delaware wing tee, Penn State running a traditional I formation. So more influenced by what a lot of the college and high school coaches have done in terms of, you know, being able to coach, you know, high school football.
And can you go ahead and describe your coaching style in three words and why those three words? This is where you have to keep it short.
Yeah, very simple. I would say that we want to be a team that's obviously going to be physically tough, be smart, and be a team that cares for one another.
Nice. And what's your vision for the team?
Well, obviously, this being our first year here, my first year here at Washington Academy, you know, we obviously want to build our football numbers up here and hopefully be able to play 11-man football down the road and build a program that's going to sustain itself over a long period of time. So it's going to take a little time, but we're getting 1% better every day.
All right. What are a couple of key things that might help improve that?
Well, one would be a weightlifting program in the off season. Obviously, the speed factor, you know, currently playing 8-man football, speed is something that's a big part of the game. So those are things that we're going to have to do.
What's been the biggest challenge in preparing for the first game?
Well, the biggest challenge that I think is found is that, you know, obviously I did not come here until the end of June and July. So doing the summer workouts and our roster has just changed week by week. We also have international kids. So we have four or five new boys on our team who have never played football before. So trying to acclimate them to American football has been one challenge that we've been trying to deal with.
All right. And we're switching gears a little bit. What do you want fans and families to know about this group of players?
Well, I want them to know that this is a group of kids that really dedicated themselves over the summertime and truly care about their school and the community. And we want people to come out and watch us play and have a great experience on a Friday night. We're doing things with the local flag football, so the kids will be coming out to, you know, cheer us on, and the entire school community and everybody in East Machias. We want you to bring your families out and have a great time on a Friday night.
And my next question was, what kind of energy do you hope to see in the stands Friday night?
Oh, I think we're going to have a lot of energy because you're going to have a lot of kids who, for some of them, this will be their first football game. I want it to be like a World Cup soccer type of crowd where people are really, really into it. And obviously people parking their cars, you know, around the field. So it's a very, very intimate setting.
And what's one thing you hope every student takes away from game night?
Well, I want the kids to see that their classmates are representing Washington Academy in the best way. We want our kids to be student athletes. We want them to get a great education at Washington Academy. We want them to be good stewards in the community. And we're going to play competitive football.
And how do you see athletics shaping character and leadership at WA?
Well, I think it does a lot because I think, you know, kids having the opportunity to compete, having the opportunity to come to a great school like Washington Academy, you know, I think athletics do so much. A lot of kids can think back to their coaches and what impact they had on them. I know that was the case for me.
Anything you want to add before we head out?
No, I just I'm very blessed to be with you this morning, and I hope people will come out to the game tonight on Friday night. And I'm really looking forward to it.
All right. Head football coach for Washington Academy, William Granieri. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And this is Lupe. You're listening to Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3, and the Border Country, 102.9.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits, public affairs and information program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.